Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 4. Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Liars pay close attention to slander. The book of Proverbs was written more than 2,500 years ago, but the issues that it tackles are so up to date that you could imagine that it was written yesterday. Today's verse reminds us that there have always been gossips. There are many references to gossips in Proverbs, and it's clear that the writer is deeply disturbed about their power to destroy relationships and to make life miserable. Of course, everyone understands the magnetic power of juicy gossip. In Proverbs chapter 18, we read, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts." The whole process of gossip is enticing. The gossip may draw you in by telling you that they haven't told anyone else this piece of information. It's because of your special relationship that they're giving you this privileged information. The gossip then shares their news in as dramatic a way as possible, and you are hooked. It's a dangerous process, but the reality is that life today is just the same as the ancient world. Gossip is as destructive today as it has always been. Every community is fertile ground for gossip, and churches are no exception. The love and care that binds a church together means that there's a constant flow of information, and so there is a continual danger that it could amount to no more than gossip. We're wise to check ourselves when we pass on information to other people. The mnemonic THINK, think, is helpful. Ask yourself, is it true, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind? If the information doesn't pass those tests, then it's important that you keep quiet. Concern about gossip is found in both the Old and the New Testaments. The Apostle Paul often spoke about its danger and urged his readers only to share what was, quote, helpful for building others up according to their needs. That's in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. We all need to listen carefully to his words and to respond to any gossip that we hear with decisiveness and love. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to do everything possible not to pass on any gossip. Give us your strength and wisdom so that we'll always speak in a way that will bring encouragement and help to others. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a copy of our free magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.